Jordan's Prime Minister Harry al-Mulqim hands his resignation to King Abdullah after days of anti-government protests. Jordanian media say that the king has asked Education Minister Omar al-Razaz to form a new government. Al-Mulqim, who came to power in September 2016, stepped down to defuse public anger over economic policies. The demonstrations were the biggest in years. They happened in the Jordanian capital Amman and several other cities. Protesters are angry at austerity measures and tax reforms that were advised by the International Monetary Fund, the IMF. Gordon Duff, senior editor at Veterans Today, joins us from Idaho. You know, looking at these protests, it's got to be mentioned how this is the IMF-advised economic policies that the government is following through. Is Jordan going down a path similar to other countries when the IMF is involved?
Well, I think that's very much the case. The IMF has been a peddler of debt slavery. It's, the terms used continually, but it's a very accurate one, that Jordan is a nation without oil. It's a nation that's lived as a convenience, as a traversing area for both Israel and Saudi Arabia to use for their terrorism mischief. It's become an American-Israeli military client state filled with American air bases and Israeli terrorist training camps. And right now, we've seen a move toward democratization. We've seen people hit the streets, in this case, over a real issue, their economic livelihood. But we've also seen Abdullah move a former officer of the World Bank into a position as a replacement here. And we don't necessarily think that the people are going to accept this. I don't think that the austerity issues alone, getting rid of those, are going to fix the economic problems. But it's the move toward demonstrated democracy and a response by a Middle East ruler is unprecedented. And the people of Jordan have done a tremendous thing.
Thank you very much for that. Gordon Duff, senior editor at Veterans Today.